Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 17 through 19. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who is not partial and takes no bribe. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing. Love the sojourner, therefore, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. What a great three verses. So put them together. First, verse 17, for the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords. In other words, there is no other God. This is the first commandment. Worship the Lord alone. Second commandment, you shall have no idols. There are no idols, no gods like God. There is one God. He is God of gods, Lord of lords. He is the great, the mighty, and the awesome God. What a picture of God's power and majesty and glory. He is the great God. He's the mighty God. He's the awesome God who is not partial and takes no bribe. So God is true, and God is just, and God is righteous in every way. So this is just a depiction of the glory and the greatness of God, specifically the might and the awesomeness of God. That's verse 17. Then verse 18, he executes justice. So how does he execute justice? How does he show his power? Specifically verse 18, for the fatherless and for the widow. And he loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing. See the picture of God here. He shows his might and his power and his justice on behalf of those who are in need, on behalf of the vulnerable, on behalf of those without a father or mother, the orphan and the widow and the sojourner. And so this picture of God showing his power on behalf of those in need, on behalf of the vulnerable and weak. And then, so now connect it with verse 19, God says to his people, love the sojourner, therefore, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. In other words, Deuteronomy 10, 19 takes this picture of God in Deuteronomy 17 and 18 and says, you be a reflection of him. You love the sojourner. We see all throughout the Old Testament and New Testament, you love the fatherless. You love the widow. You be a reflection of the character of God. So let's just pray as we put those together. God, we praise you according to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 17. You are God of gods, Lord of lords. You are the Lord our God. You are the great. You are the mighty. You are the awesome God. God, we praise you for your greatness, for your might, for your awesome majesty. There's no one like you. You alone are God, and we worship you today as God. We worship you today as our God. We worship you today as God over all. And we praise you that you are not partial and that you take no bribe. We praise you for your justice. We praise you for your righteousness. Everything about you, oh God, is just, and everything about you is righteous. And God, we praise you specifically according to verse 18 for the way you execute justice for the fatherless and the widow and the sojourner, for the way you help the weak, for the way you work and show your power on behalf of those in need. God, we praise you for your love for the fatherless, the widow, and the sojourner. And so we pray, based on verse 19, that we would be a reflection of you. God, that we would love
the fatherless and the widow, that we would look after the fatherless and the widow. God, we know your word makes this clear all throughout James 1:27. Religion that you say is pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress. God, please help us to care for orphans as a reflection of your might and your awesome majesty. To care for widows as a reflection of your might and your awesome majesty. To care for the sojourner, to care for those who are separated from their homeland and struggling in so many different ways, oftentimes driven by their homeland. When we think about the refugee crisis in the world today in so many different countries, God, we pray that you would help us to care well for the sojourner. God, please help us as your people to be a reflection of your might and your greatness and your awesome majesty in the way we love and care for the vulnerable and the weak around us and far from us. God, make us a people who care well for the fatherless, the widow, and the sojourner in ways that glorify your name as the one who executes justice on their behalf and loves them especially. Oh God, please help us to discern what this looks like in each of our lives and our families and our churches and as your church and as your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.